With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Brown University reports an active shooter on campus. Bernie Bennett has this update.
Police responded to an active shooter Saturday on campus at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island, according to the school's alert system. Officials initially said the suspect was in custody before saying that that was not in fact the case, and police were still searching for a suspect or suspects. The incident was reported near the Barris and Holly building, a seven-story structure that houses the School of Engineering and Physics Department, according to the school's website. Officials have not yet confirmed any injuries or fatalities. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A settlement is reached for hundreds of clergy abuse victims in New Orleans.
The Archdiocese of New Orleans will pay at least $230 million to hundreds of victims of sexual abuse by clergy. Earlier this month, some survivors behind the more than 500 abuse claims testified how they are still affected decades later. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump signed an executive order Thursday pressuring states not to regulate artificial intelligence. Heritage Foundation analyst Wes Hodges tells Salem Radio that the president's executive order is a necessary first step to set parameters for any future regulatory efforts concerning AI.
You need common sense guardrails. It's the only way to scale a powerful technology like this in a free society. So what the executive order does is it addresses some legitimate concerns about rogue state AI laws that, you know, may go across their borders into other states and put undue burdens on AI developers.
An Arctic air blast is plunging south from Canada, spreading into the northern U.S. Meanwhile, residents of the Pacific Northwest are bracing for possible mudslides and levee failures as floodwaters slowly recede. Thousands of people have been evacuated in the nation's heartland. Chicago are preparing for dangerous wind chills. This is SRN News. It's time for the verse of the year. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
YouVersion, the most popular free Bible app in the world, has been crunching the numbers, and it reports that Isaiah 41:10 was the portion of Scripture most likely to be searched by people in 2025. The familiar verse reads, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Given the condition of the world, perhaps this isn't surprising. Michael Harrington reporting.
The internet has become a powerful weapon for anti-Semitic groups to get their message out and recruit people. Experts warn that the next frontier for such extremeness is artificial intelligence. Anti-Semitic organizations are already using AI tools to create targeted propaganda, manipulate images, audio, and videos, and evade detection. One extremist social network has even built a Hitler chat box. This is SRN News. A piece of original Star Wars has sold for nearly $4 million at auction. Heritage Auctions' Charles Epting says the Star Wars painting made by Tom Jung in 1977 is of historical significance for the film industry.
This is the piece of art that was used in magazine and newspaper advertisements before the film came out. The film was released towards the end of May 1977. This piece of art started appearing in newspapers in the middle of May. So for most of America, this was the first time they got a glimpse of the galaxy far, far away. This would have been the first time that they ever saw Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker.
The painting that introduced Star Wars to the world nearly 50 years ago. If you're feeling overwhelmed by the pressure to spend money on gifts, parties, and travel this holiday season, you're not alone. The time of year marketed as the most wonderful can quickly become stressful. To avoid putting additional pressures on your finances, try to just be mindful. More details, SRNnews.com.